A well-known voice on WAMC has been silenced. Along with his Wednesday commentaries on Midday Magazine that never failed to keep the listener comment line active, Herb London was an academic, a writer, a political candidate, an athlete who was drafted by the NBA, and a singer who had a song on the charts in 1959. Herb London's accomplishments were many, and we spoke with his friend and colleague, broadcaster, writer, and political analyst Monica Crowley today to look back on the life and the politics of Dr. Herb London.
I've known Herb London for maybe a little over a decade, maybe longer, and he was always a consummate gentleman, which in this day and age is really quite rare and extraordinary. He was a good friend to everyone he crossed paths with. He earned so much respect from so many quarters. But in terms of being a Renaissance man, this is a person who was highly educated. He held a PhD. He was also a basketball star. Back in the day, he stood about 6'4" and was actually drafted by the precursor to the NBA, the National Basketball League, and was going to play professional basketball, but injuries prevented him from doing that. But he was a superb athlete and a scholar, as well as a singer. He actually cut a modestly hit single back in the late 1950s called Sorry, We're Not Going Steady. And then after that, he became a real scholar and someone so deeply involved in politics, particularly national security, which all came from a deep-seated love for America.
He also was not just a commentator on the sidelines. He was a politician. He ran for office. He ran for state controller. He ran for governor. So he wasn't just satisfied with sitting on the sidelines and commenting. He actually got in the game.
That's right. And it takes a certain amount of courage to do that. I don't care what side you're on. For you to put your name out there and put yourself to the judgment of voters, regardless of the office, it takes a lot of confidence and it takes a lot of courage. And that was Herb. So, yes, he did run in New York State for a number of various statewide offices on the conservative ticket, on the conservative line, and was unsuccessful, but remained undaunted and took that experience and parlayed it into the commentary and all of the activism that he did later.
He wasn't just a political conservative. He commented quite often on culture, cultural conservatism. It really bothered him, some of the trends that he saw on TV, movies, music, etc.
Yeah, in fact, that was, I think, his primary interest was the culture wars and the shift in culture. He embraced some of it, but some of it I think he thought was quite dangerous to the American Republic, simply because the coarsening of the culture he thought was detrimental to keeping a cohesion in our society. There were no longer any common touchstones for all Americans. For example, the Ed Sullivan Show, and I know I'm going way back here, but I Love Lucy, those kinds of things, even up through the 80s and the 90s with, you know, the Cosby Show or Friends, there was always a common touchstone. And now with the atomization of our culture, particularly in the entertainment world, but also with social media, there is no longer a common cultural touchstone. And that has, at least in his eyes, that was accelerating the fragmentation of our society, which he felt was very dangerous, because you can't have a functioning republic and a functioning society if there is no common thread, if there's no common, really common experience or common values. And I'm not talking about everybody agreeing, I'm just talking about a common set of values. Herb thought that that kind of fragmentation was very dangerous to the future of the country.
I know William F. Buckley was a big influence in his life. Was William F. Buckley his mentor?
In a way, yes. I think for any conservative coming up at a certain time, William F. Buckley was a mentor, an intellectual mentor. Buckley was also something of a Renaissance man. So the two of them, I think, had a lot in common. And I think Herb admired him very much. And Herb was also cut from very similar cloth. Again, a real gentleman. And a patriot and a scholar and someone who was able to speak on any subject from politics to art to science to national security with a great kind of fluidity.
Broadcaster, author, and political analyst Monica Crowley, looking back at the life and times of her friend and colleague, Dr. Herb London. a former WAMC commentator who died Sunday. Dr. Herb London was 79.